Listening, a guest speaker. A. Listening for main ideas, page 87.
Good afternoon, and thank you for inviting me to speak. My name is Marcia Nolan, and I'm the director of Worldwide Co-op. I hope that some of you have heard of our organisation. Worldwide Co-op exists to support cooperative enterprises of all kinds, and today I'd like to give you some information about a co-op in India. It's an unusual co-op since it was formed in response to wildlife protection measures. Since all of you here are members of wildlife organisations, I know you'll be interested in this. All right, the story begins in 1972. That was the year that India took a major step in wildlife protection. So far, so good, right? Well, the Wildlife Protection Act wasn't so good for a small tribe called the Arulas, who made their living catching snakes such as the Indian cobra, which were sold for their skins. Even before 1972, the Arulas lived in relative poverty, despite being some of the only people in India with the necessary skills to catch poisonous snakes. After 1972, things went from bad to worse. What happened next, however, could serve as a model for many places. The Arulas became entrepreneurs. With more than 30,000 deaths from snake bites in India each year, there is a huge demand for venom. It's used to produce antivenin, the only known cure for poisonous snake bites. The Arulas knew how to handle cobras, so they decided to cooperate and work together. They formed the Arula Snake Catchers Industrial Cooperative Society, and they were back in the snake business. These days, the Arulas catch snakes just as they've done for generations, but now they carefully milk the snake's venom before returning them to the wild. The snakes they catch are not killed, and the Arulas earn more money from the venom than they used to get from the snake skins. Even better, the co-op members are all owners. They are all owners. So there's no longer a middleman getting rich from the Arula's hard work. All of the wealth generated by the sale of venom stays in the Arula community. The reason I'm telling you all of this is simple. The ideas behind the Arula's co-op can be used in many places. After all, the Arula's have found an effective and sustainable way to use wild animals for their own benefit. Instead of being killed, the snakes are staying alive and they're benefiting people in more than one way. Now, I know that I'm speaking to a diverse group of people. The different species that you want to protect can't all be milked for their venom. But what all of you can do is to assess your situation. If endangered animals in your country are being killed and sold, it's important to understand the reasons, the economic benefits that come from killing the animals. You might find another way, some other way for people to earn even more money than before by not killing the animals. If you need help with any of this, Worldwide Co-op has many information resources. So please feel free to visit the website, send an email, or give me a call.